Welcome back to the Bruce Line Roadshow. I'm your host, Daryl, and today we're continuing our series, No Place Like Home. So we're at home in Fishers. Today we're with Randy DeJean and King Jug Brewing. So Randy, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so let's just jump right in. Let's talk about a little bit of the history of King Jug and your location here. What kind of moved you guys from the former business, the delivery business, into being a brewery and a brew pub?
Yeah, we opened up Room Service on Wheels about 2 years ago. It was right, you know, kind of in that COVID, late COVID era. And then we just decided to, you know, it did really well. It was a delivery business only, scratch kitchen. And we still had concerts. You know, I didn't, even though I didn't have a bar, I didn't have beer or wine or anything, I still had concerts outside. And it was just a grassed area, and I'd put a concert, you know, right out there in the concrete. And I'd put a window in so people could walk up to the window and get food. But you had to bring your own chair and your own beer and wine. And then after the concert started taking off, I was like, my head just started spinning. I'm thinking, man, we could probably, you know, put this into a whole full-blown brewery restaurant type thing. And I got lucky and ran into two guys at Brew Beer, and they're now my partners. And it just kind of started like that, and then it just kind of snowballed, you know.
Wow, that's a good story. Yeah. When you look at all of the places you could open a delivery business, and certainly King Jug now, why Fishers?
Fishers is, you know, that's a good question. You know, when we first started looking for places in Fishers, it just kept growing. I mean, you know, right over here, the Monon Trail, we're a block away, not even a block, I could throw a baseball to the Monon Trail. But the new hockey stadium, which is right across the street from me, right across the highway coming here, the Indy Fuel, right down here, the new bank, and that whole area is just booming right now. Even right here on Morgan Street, which is 30 feet from me, they're just all these multi-million dollar homes they're putting in. So I just love the area, and we really got a break. As soon as this place came open, you know, we took it immediately, and it just all worked out for us. But I think this area is growing every day. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, so people who come to visit Fishers, what should they know? I mean, we talked a little bit about the people that are here. What should people know that come to visit Fishers? What would you tell them about Fishers?
Well, as far as first of all, Fishers, again, is one, it's always rated in the top 5 or 10 in the whole United States for the best place to live. I love Fishers. It's been around, you know, just the growth and the diversity in Fishers. I mean, there's tons of brew pubs. You know, you can go, and we're probably in 5 mile radius. There's probably 15 of them, I think.
Yeah, it's not hard to find a beer here.
It's not hard to find a beer. But we're just kind of unique than everybody else, is we have this outdoor venue. You know, we have live music 3 nights a week in the summertime. We put about 300 to 400 people outdoors. It's kid and dog friendly. A lot of breweries, there's a few of them out there, but there's not too many that have this kind of unique setting that we do.
Kind of the best of all worlds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk about the core mission, the values, some of the things that you guys have built your business about.
Sure, right. You know, that's a really good question. You know, we do our values and our core on three things, and it's been really successful for us. Number one, we take care of the customer first. No matter what, it's a customer. We even go one step and above. We call it the plus one. If you walk into our kitchen, there's a big sign that says the plus one. What can you do one step and above for the customer? And then number two, we take care of our employees, number two. Because I believe if we're taking care of our employees, they're going to take care of the customer. And then number three, they take care of the brand. That's us. That's what we live by here. And again, you come into here, you'll see the difference. You know, you're going to get great service. You're going to get a reasonable priced meal. It's a scratch kitchen. Everything's fresh. We do everything here. Nothing, no microwaves, nothing frozen. It's all done right here on premises. And then you're going to meet a real happy, smiling staff. You know, and those three there are kind of what we run our business on, without no doubt.
Yeah, so we're obviously audio.
Sure.
So paint a picture. I'm looking around.
It's a pretty neat place.
But paint a picture of what people can expect when they walk into King Jug.
I love it when people come here. They always go, you know, I feel like I'm on vacation. Because, you know, there's no wall space. The walls are covered with signs of every kind, sports and music. And it's a neat place. All the people that come in here, most of our regulars and anybody that comes in, we take a picture of them. And then, as you notice, there's pictures all over the wall of our customers. And again, signs. And then if you go out on the patio, I think I got 16 oriental rugs to give it that real warm feel. We have a little stage on the inside that we do acoustic music on Thursday nights. But it's just, and all the tables are all this mahogany, and, you know, we bought these tables like this and had them redone. So it's just a real warm feeling, and like I said, it feels like you're on vacation when you're in here.
It is a visual experience.
It is a visual experience, no doubt.
And hopefully we're going to get a gallery out.
Yeah.
And people can go out and look at the gallery after they listen to the cast. So talk a little bit about the challenges, you know, both of opening a business. We all know that's never easy. And then kind of converting.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about how that went.
That was some huge challenge here. First of all, we have a 2,000 square foot building, and we put 400 people here because of our lawn setting, and then our patio, which we extended as well. The patio, you can sit on it year-round, too. A lot of people don't know that, but it's all completely heated and enclosed. And then we just lift up the sides in the summertime, and then we have that lawn area. But when we opened up Room Service on Wheels, I had a 1,000-square-foot kitchen. That's all we did. And then back here where we're sitting right now, where the bar is, used to be the dish pit and my office. And then we knocked out some walls and started with a small place. And the challenges of getting brewing equipment in here was really challenging because we're only a 2,000 square foot indoor. But we ended up getting this small brewery system that doesn't do too much. But we finally got another location in Broad Ripple where we brew 90% of our beer now. Because we just couldn't keep up with the...
A little bit larger scale.
Oh, much larger scale. So we couldn't keep up with the demand with just this small amount we have here. This is basically for looks. I mean, it's a beautiful setup. It looks really nice, but it's for looks more than getting us through the day. So our other brewery, where we're just brewing beer in Broad Ripple, like I said, we'll brew 90%. But the challenges was with being such small space, and then myself not really having that background in brewery. Thank God I met two guys that know everything about it, and I believe that we get some of the best brewers in town as well. So, but like I said, the challenge is, you know, was basically the space and you know, getting the permits and everything. It was a challenge, but look at us now, we've made it. So
yeah, looks great. Looks great. So talk a little bit about I'm looking at the taps right here.
Sure.
And obviously you guys have enough variety.
Yeah,
there.
20 taps. Yeah.
Talk about the King Jug beers a little.
Yeah.
Bit. What are some of the things that you guys have going?
Yeah.
Made by your guys.
Yeah. It, unfortunately, right now we only have three or four. We just now started brewing in Broad Ripple, so it takes us about a month to get all of our beers. But eventually, I'm hoping at the end of this month, end of February, mid March, we should have all 11 of our beers. But I love our beers. I think we right now the Landover Wheat we have on tap. We also have the Red Baron Ale on tap, and then the IPA Citra. Next week, I think we got some seltzers coming out. We have some German beers that will come out. I think we're going to have a real good variety of beers. And not to mention, I think I look at our brewers. One of them, you know, is probably one of the best chemists in the state of Indiana. We also had, you know, we picked up a brewer from Sun King. And also, you know, another brewer that's all three of them are very talented. So I'm looking forward to when we get all of our 11 beers.
Yeah, that's one thing about the craft beer. You know, that old song, Blinded Me by Science,
yeah.
Right? So if they do the science right, then the beer hopefully doesn't blind you.
No, absolutely.
let's talk a little bit about the community and how you're connecting with the community here in Fishers. What are some activities you guys are involved in? I know, obviously, the outdoor space, great gathering space. But what are some other things you're doing?
Well, you know, the city and the mayor has been really generous to us. You know, the Stony Creek parking lot right down here, we redid that parking lot. We kind of split it with the city and redid it and put a sidewalk and lights just for the community to make the community look a lot better. The parking lot's beautiful. We didn't have parking in the beginning. Like I said, the mayor's been really generous to us for signing off on that. But the community is just, like I said, man, we're connected with a lot of the schools. We do a lot of things with the schools in the air. We also do the concert series down here right in Fishers. When they do the concerts, we deliver food. You know, I think our success here, you know, when we first opened, when I first started doing concerts, I had 40 people out there. And now we have 300 to 400 people out there. I think word of mouth has been huge. And then our social media is fantastic. My girlfriend and my partner, she does the a lot of the social media. So we're all over Facebook and Instagram and that. We're in the Geist magazine pretty much every other month.
That's cool.
So we're going to be on the cover, actually, this March that comes out. We'll be on the cover of the Geist magazine. So those are some of the things that we do, you know, to keep it fresh around here.
Now, we talked about the mission and you know, how the staff is always going to put
sure.
the customer first.
So absolutely.
As you're recruiting people and as you're bringing people onto the team, what are some of the skills, qualities, things that you're looking for when you bring someone on?
Another great question. And, you know, I don't ever get any credit for this, but I feel like I'm a genius. I'm not the smartest guy, but I'm a genius of putting good people around me. And if you, like I said, if you look at our staff, I think we got a fantastic staff. But I, you know, I do an old thing. I ran into a guy who was a regional vice president for Chick-fil-A. And if you ever walked into a Chick-fil-A, it's always, they're always smiling, waving, opening the door for you. And I sat down and I asked him, I said, how do you do it? You know, how do you do it? And I follow the exact same pattern today. I put most of my employees, and I say most, all my servers, not all the kitchen people, through a background check. They have to have 3 interviews, a drug test. I want the best of the best, you know. So usually that's pretty much my standards around here. And then, you know, we keep it consistent. Everybody knows, you know, we have fun. I believe if I'm going to hang out with somebody 40, 50 hours a week, we better have some fun. So, but again, it's staff is everything. I believe, you know, if you look in our manual, the very first page, you know, it talks about staffing. It talks about customer service. It talks about what can we do, the plus one, and that's kind of what where we go from there.
Okay, talk a little bit about your definition of success for mm-hmm. King Jug.
Yeah, you know, that's another good question. A lot of good questions here. My definition, you know, I think when success is, I love watching a line out the door. Last night we had a line out the door. You know, we had a waiting list of about 15, 20 minutes. We had, you know, every seat in the whole house was full last night. We had beautiful weather. We put up all the sides. So it was just, to me, when I see that, I feel like we've made it. We've come to this point, you know. And not to mention that, but when your staff's making money, everybody's happy, I promise you.
There's an old saying. There's an old saying, sales cures everything, right?
You know, I pay out
right?
the tips every, you know, twice a week. And, I, you know, when I pay out those tips, I got a smile on my face.
I know cash is a cure, isn't it?
If they're making money, we're doing well, so...
No, that's yeah. great. I want to switch gears a little
yeah.
bit. I want to talk a little bit about Randy. Give me a little background, you know.
Sure.
Where were you raised? How'd yeah. you get into this industry? What are some of the yeah. things that you've done prior to King Jug?
Sure. I grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida. Well, I was born in Bel Air, Ohio, but then moved to Daytona Beach, Florida when I was young, and I grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida. My first restaurant job was Hooters. In 1983, I opened the very first one. And believe it or not, my craft in this business came from, you know, Bob Brooks, one of the owners of Hooters, who was my mentor, and I think he was a genius in this business, and I just learned so much from him. I've had a long stint, you know, I had a long stint here in Fisher's. I was with Kassler's Kitchen and Bar, which is now the Ale Emporium, for about 12 years. And then I was also with Panera Bread for a few years. So everywhere I've been, I feel like I've had really good mentors. You know, I've taken a little bit from each. But this is my 40th year. In January, it's been my 40th year of doing this. So I've never done anything else. You know, like I said, I don't even know if I'm real good at running a restaurant, but I'm really good at putting good people around me. So it's been successful for me, and, you know.
It sounds like you're really good at learning from others as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
like I said, that's the key.
Your mentors.
You're only as good as the people around you. I'm a big believer in that, and, you know. And again, you know, I make it fun here, too. You got to make it fun. I mean, look around. It's a fun-looking place. You know, we have dogs walking through the restaurant on the outside patio and kids running through. We got games out there for the kids and dogs. And we give every dog that walks in gets a treat and a dog bowl. So it's just one of those places where if you walk in, you're going to feel that vibe. You know, I hear that constantly. Hey, there's always a good vibe in here.
I'm looking around the surroundings.
Sure.
You're not a music fan or a rock fan at all, are you? Just based on what I'm looking at?
No, I'm definitely a music fan. And, you know, being in this business this long, you know, I booked most of the bands my career. So when I got here, you know, it's a sports and music venue, no doubt. As you can look around, there's guitars hanging and albums and sports figures and, you know, great artists all over the place. So, yeah.
Favorite 70s or 80s band?
AC/DC.
Highway to Hell, my brother. Favorite sports team? Let's go with football. We'll go down the line.
All
football.
Right. Yeah, Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, I lived there. And San Francisco 49ers, I lived out there too. So those are my two teams.
Yeah, we're leaning up to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you got a little vested interest. Okay, you mentioned the Indy Fuel.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Yeah. Hockey, I'm going to go with the Florida Panthers.
Panthers.
And I'm from Florida, so.
Made a good run. They're a gritty team. Yeah, they're a pretty good beat. Yeah. I'm also a big hockey fan, so I was waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Which one did we miss? Basketball.
Pro basketball. I'm not a big pro basketball guy, but I would go with the Indiana Pacers. I live here in Indiana. You know, I get the chance to go out there every once in a while. So, yeah, Indiana Pacers.
College.
And then the Hoosiers. Got to love the Hoosiers, man.
I'm a little black and gold over here, so a little bit further north.
I have one of my managers is a Purdue graduate, so we're always arguing what TV is going to be on.
House divided, right? House divided.
You know, I kind of lean towards the Hoosiers.
How about if we try some beer?
Yeah.
Tell me what I got in front of me here.
All right, well, we're going to try three beers here, and you know, if you notice the our sign, our logo on the glasses, it says good beer for all. I think that is a great little, you know, a lot of our advertisement says good beer for all. It's real smooth and clean. That's what I like. So the one right there you got in your hand, that's the red ale, the Red Baron ale. This one of my favorite. I think it's nice and smooth.
Yes, sir. Yeah. When you say the Red Baron ale, you know, I'm thinking about the Sopwith Camel and Snoopy on the Doghouse, right? And definitely a drinkable red ale.
Yeah, nice. And then the other one there, the far one, I'm sorry.
Oh, the far one, okay. Yeah.
I think it's the Earl of Citra. That's really good, too. It's got a little bit hoppy, IPA, if you're a big IPA. That's right up the alley there, man. It's good stuff.
I'm trying to break the hophead habit, but it's very hard, especially when people are brewing stuff
like
this.
Right.
And then finally, down the middle of the road.
Yeah, the wheat, the Landover wheat. That one in the summertime has been a huge, huge favorite for a lot of
people. Pouring a little bit of that on the patio, are you?
Yeah. So.
Yes. Well, Randy, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, my friend. Thank you again.